Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Berlinale. I'm in company of Denis Coté, director of That Kind of Summer, screening here in competition.
How would you define That Kind of Summer? And because I would say, can we say that it's a cinematographic exploration of the nuances of women's sexuality?
Yes, of course I need to. This project started as I was questioning myself, how come in French-Canadian cinema in the last 25 years, I can't name more than one or two films that talks about the question of sex frontally in a very normal way, like very maybe explicitly as well. Even nudity, where is it in Quebec cinema, you know? So I was like, are we prudish? Are we afraid of something? And then I thought, okay, I won't make a film to, as an answer to that, or revolutionize something or to shock people. But I was thinking about the idea, and then it became much more serious. And I read a book about nymphomania. What does it mean, that word, nymphomania, you know? Before Sigmund Freud, after Sigmund Freud, nowadays, what is that word? What does it mean? And I became quite fascinated with this theory. And then I was a bit afraid because I thought, okay, if now I'm starting to write something about female sexuality, we live in 2021, 22. I'm a straight white male with privileges. I need to be careful. I need to do my homework. I need to be respectful. I need to find the right distance with my subject. I cannot behave like, oh, I'm allowed to do what I want. I'm a filmmaker, you know. So it became a work of a lot of collaboration with women collaborators. I changed my editor, was a man for a woman. My co-writer was a woman. The actresses read everything about the scripts, the different versions of the scripts. I talked to two sex therapists, women. And when we were editing the film, only women were allowed to come and see the film. So you see, I was trying to, not to excuse myself to make a film like that. It's still a film of mine and I'm a man. But, you know, I tried to do my homeworks. And today, if a woman sees that film and she says, okay, you know, that's what I want to hear from women, that you did your homework, you man, you know. So in the end, like you said, it's more like an exploration than something with clear answers, something with clear therapy, something, actually, I'm not even sure I know what I'm talking about. And I'm proud to say that, you know, cinema is like advancing in the dark and filming things you don't know anything about. And when you start researching too much about your subject, your film ends up being very, it's like you want to teach something to the audience. And this film is not trying to judge anything, is not trying to teach anything. I'm not pretending that I know women's sexuality. And I hope that after all this, like you said, nuance or exploration, the film ends and we're like, wow, these women were just beautiful with all their imperfections. And maybe it's not even about women. It's about all of us, men and women, and how our sexual lives are good and okay, even if they're not perfect, you know?
Yeah, I have to say that I really liked that you didn't judge, you never judged. And I'm not even sure that and it's a good thing that you treated these issues as issues. Their sexuality was, let's say, a problematic sexuality or was a deviance. I mean, there's always the question mark. And I
like you just said, we never use the word deviance. I never use the word troubles. I don't use the word nymphomania. We don't use the word compulsions. Do they really have a problem, these women? And some people said, oh, I don't understand that film. Why are they in that house? but it's just playful, you know. I created that retreat that doesn't exist, and of course there would be no man in such a place, and of course no two universities would join together to organize something like that. So it's very playful. So the film is like playing with the audience. Like, you think these women have a problem? Well, you have a problem if you think they have a problem, because all our sexualities are allowed to. Okay, I'm not saying they don't have a problem. There's a lot of solitude and melancholia, and some of these women had traumas, but it's not something that we can name. It's not a real, real problem and a clear therapy in the film. And if you watch the film carefully, you can see that the therapists are as imperfect than these women at the end. They're, everybody's together.
Yeah, that leads me to a question, that because this aspect reminded me of something my therapist said. That once he said that he was as good, that he was very good at telling me how to handle my issues, but I shouldn't think that in the privacy of his home he was perfect. He said, I might be even worse than you in some things. So, and the film also shows that everything is very relative, let's say, when it comes to troubles, issues, and whatever.
You know, all these therapies, okay, you see, I've never seen myself a psychologist. I've never seen a psychiatrist. I make films for that, you know. But I always think about sometimes the vanity of psychiatry, the vanity of these people, like, I'm not saying they're lying, but sometimes they pretend they have all these therapy for you and stuff. But if you scratch the surface, this film was made as a celebration of all our sexuality. So, yeah, you see what I mean. So,
yeah. I'm curious, you know, since you were surrounded by women, were you able to find the things that you would have done differently and maybe wrongly weren't for them, for their presence?
Yes, of course, because, well, like I said, I was not behaving like I'm this director and I can do what I want. You know, when I watch, I don't know, Nymphomania by Lars von Trier, I'm not saying it's bad or good, but I just feel it's Lars von Trier and he does what he wants. And if you're shocked, it's your problem, you know, and he's doing what he wants. With this film, I wanted to be a little more, maybe because I'm French Canadian and we're always like apologizing for everything, you know, but I'm going to give you an example, like the character of Laure Giappiconi. She's playing Eugénie. She was following all the versions of the script. And at some point she said, Denis, scene 32, it feels it's been written by a guy. I say, oh, why? Because of this, because of that. In your head, the way you're thinking, that's why she says that. And that's because you're a man. I'm like, oh, wow. And then she would help me to just refocus. And that was very precious. Same thing for the editor. She came in the editing room and she said, there are some scenes that I would not sign as a woman. We will need to, you know. So that was great. Like, I learned to find the right distance and to listen to women and stop behaving like, you know, how we are men. Sometimes we're like, yeah, people will follow us everywhere. But sometimes you just listen. And there are one or two scenes in the film that they belong to the editor. Personally, I would not have put these scenes in the film. So we had this discussion. So, yeah, it was a very nice, it was a humility adventure for me as a filmmaker who thinks he can do anything. I became a bit more humble doing that with these women. And I just hope that, I know I have a big target on my forehead, like, but reactions so far are very good, and especially from women, they are good.
And that
guys, especially straight guys watching this film so far, they see the film and they don't talk. They don't talk.
Oh,
they don't know, and they look around, because if there's a woman in the room, they wait for the woman to. kind of approve the film. It's very, very interesting. Male journalist, heterosexual, so far, they never tell me right in my face what they think about the film. They're just asking straight questions, you know. And women, they start the interview, I really like the film. It's interesting in a sociological kind of way, these reactions, you know.
I think, maybe you weren't planning on that, but you're having also this kind of, you're doing also an experiment in the after the film. You should do a film about the reaction about your film. That could be an idea. Danny, thank you so much. It was really nice talking to you, watching the film. And it was relieving, I have to say, as a woman.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Ciao.
And we've been talking to Denny Cote, director of That Kind of Summer screening in competition at the 72nd Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.